the number one rugby league writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph joins us again, as he does every Sunday. Hello, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, boys. I've got one for you, a little bit left field. Remember Rick McCosker in the centenary test?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he came out with a bandaged jaw which had been broken. Might have been by a Bob Willis bouncer from memory.
Correct.
It certainly was. And he helped Marshy get the 100.
Courageous stuff.
Yeah,
amazing stuff. Kerry O'Keefe opened the batting that second innings, which is even more amazing when you've seen Kerry bat. But anyway, 13-53-53, the open line number. Hey, Dino, Daniel Saifidi, I thought his contribution was solid, first Origin game. Does he get a look in if Tarek Sims is not suspended?
Yeah, I think that's the way they're heading, Jimmy. Of course, that will be formally announced tomorrow morning. Sims, of course, if suspended, will miss 2 to 3 weeks. He's been hit with a grade 2 dangerous contact charge on Michael Morgan. So it would seem that Saifidi, if Sims is suspended, would retain his place. Clemmer would come back in, of course, given his solid game yesterday for Newcastle. Still some doubts over Nathan Cleary. I can't quite believe that he's ready to play, but more reports this morning he's ready to start running again. Mm. I was in the New South Wales rooms at full time, and they were thinking he'd be in a moon boot for 3 to 4 weeks and be out for 6 weeks. So certainly, if he can get back at full game three, would be one of those miracle recoveries. Just on Saifidi too, Jimmy. Newcastle have tabled a 2-year extension for him. They realise he's only 23.
Mm.
He's hot property at the moment. He's already under contract up there until 2020, so that would take him through to 2022. So no deal formally signed yet, but certainly negotiations are well underway.
Dino, just say Cleary doesn't make it. Who plays half? Who plays 5-8? Does Whiten go into 5-8? Does Grahams start there? Does Latrell Mitchell come back in?
They've picked Mitchell Pearce twice. Well, they've asked him twice. Does he available?
Pearce come back in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at the moment, Ray, there'd only be two options that they're seriously looking at. I don't think they'll go back to Mitchell Pearce again. It would be either what you just said. It would be Wade Graham and or Jack Whiten. I said earlier in the week that certainly Wade Graham was sensational in there at 5-8, but it is a different story when you pick to play there and you've got to prepare all week. You've got a 10-day build-up. The opposition side has the ability to obviously do a lot of homework on you, and to come into a game up 18-6 in the rain and control it was a wonderful effort from Wade, but it certainly would be a different story if, in fact, he had to start there.
Yeah,
and a totally dominant forward pack at the time too.
And it changes the balance of your bench too.
Well, can you have Maloney and Pearce in the same team? Two players who are very dominant ball players.
Roos has won a comp with them in 2013.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
So I think you could do that. Now, what about the Warriors? They're playing today. They are actually favourites against the Panthers, who have won 4 on the trot, but they continue to underwhelm in my mind. Dino.
Yeah, they do every year in my book, Jimmy. Just a very, very disappointing franchise. But look, they are trying to make some key signings. They've gone hard after Matt Lodge, $1 million a year offer. But from what I'm hearing, that Lodge will spurn that and remain at the Broncos. But they're also chasing a young hooker called Jake Turpin, another Broncos player. And they've also got Cody Nikorima this year. So certainly the Warriors are looking at the Broncos and thinking that they could get their teeth into their roster.
Mm.
So certainly Turpin is looking at a move across the Tasman, as is Lodge. But I think at the moment the odds are that Matt Lodge will stay in Brisbane. Tevita Pangai Jr., another interesting one. He looks like he's going to stay, but gee, I keep hearing that South Sydney is very, very interested in Tevita Pangai as the Newcastle Knights.
Gee, Wayne would love to do that to his old club. Just on that, the Matt Lodge to the Warriors pursuit. Peter O'Sullivan, who's the recruitment manager over there at the Warriors, his daughter is in a relationship with Matt Lodge. They have a child together. So that would be bringing the family over. So there's another layer to add to that negotiation as well.
Yeah, certainly he's come good, Matt Lodge. You've got to give him credit, I guess.
No doubt.
The images that we saw in New York a few years ago were very, very disturbing. But I guess rugby league is about redemption, Jimmy. And in this case, he's certainly done a great job. And look, it just proves to you, you know, when you knuckle down and play the football that you're capable of, you know, there's some big money there. And Matt Lodge can set himself up for life at the moment.
Hey, Dino, can I ask you about women's State of Origin? Will we see a best of three game series next year?
I don't think so, Ray, at this point. Certainly, it is being discussed. I can tell you that Todd Greenberg has met with the Queensland government, and it looks like North Sydney Oval will miss out next year, which is a bit of a shame. It's been played there the last 2 years. It's always a lovely old atmosphere at Old Bear Park, but it looks like the game next year will go to Brisbane. The actual time and scheduling unknown just yet, but it'd probably be on the same weekend. That was the logic, but certainly talks are underway to take it to Brisbane. They think it's now becoming a jewel in the rugby league calendar. Certainly given the ratings last Friday night or Friday week ago were well over a million viewers. So I think we'll find next year that it will be taken to Queensland, which I think, you know, is a good thing for the game to share it round.
Redcliffe Stadium, I think it'd probably be ideal for that. A bit out of the heart of Brisbane, but perfect size. Suncorp probably a little big at this point. Dino, a couple of games to finish round 15 of the National Rugby League. Do you have any updates on teams?
Yeah, there's not a lot of news to come out of the teams this morning, Jimmy. Warriors, Panthers, that's at Mount Smart. 2 o'clock kickoff. Warriors should be 1-17. The Panthers have also had a fairly settled preparation. Jerome Luai will come in for Nathan Cleary. Dean Farre named as a reserve. There is a suggestion that he could get a start today. And the second game, Bulldogs Sharks, ANZ Stadium, 4:05 kickoff. No changes to the Doggies. Jack Cogger, of course, sustained some concussion, missed last week's match against the Roosters. He'll be back to partner Kieran Foran in the halves. And the Sharks, Braden Hamlin-Ueli, will replace the suspended Andrew Fifita. And the bloke we just spoke about, Wade Graham, he will start today. So some good news there for the Sharks.
And any other news around, mate?
Yeah, I'm just hearing, Jimmy, before I go, that Wayne Bennett looks like he wants to continue on as England coach, which is good for the international game. He's in discussions with the English Rugby League. He wants to go through to the 2021 World Cup, which, of course, is in England. So that will be a big event over there in the north of England. And it looks like Bennett will be there right through. So good news for England and for the international game to have a coach of his profile remaining in the international game.
They're not so happy with him over there because he's, what do they call him? I think they described him as the fox in the hen house because he's trying to sign their players. By the way, if you sign with us, we'll give you the English jersey.
Not absolutely. Like... Just on George Burgess too, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Worth. I think it's going to have to be the season for him. It just can't be in the game. I can't see any way that he could possibly play again this year. Of course, he's off contract after this season. South Sydney won't be re-signing him. So it'd be a very disappointing way to end a great era for George Burgess at Redfern. But I think he'll look at quite a hefty stretch on the sidelines. And look, guys, it may not be his last game in South Coles. It may also be his last game in the NRL with some interest there in England. And also perhaps a few clubs now in Australia just balking at signing the big fella. So if it does end this way, yeah, I think it's a disappointing way to end what's been a good, strong career at Redfern.
Yeah, really good career. Highlighted, of course, by the premiership in 2014. Yep. He scored that great try under the post that took the Rabbitohs out. Yeah, but just ridiculous what he did. Good on you, Dino. We'll speak again next week.
Great. Thanks, Ben.